It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Tammy Bruce. And this is the Fox News Rundown.
Friday, March 15th, 2024. I'm John Saucier. A potential humanitarian crisis unfolding in Haiti right now as gangs are fighting it out to try and secure power in the Caribbean nation. Their prime minister just resigned last week, and there are worries that starving and scared people will fill up on boats and head north to Florida. Right now, though, this country is completely out of control.
What's happening on the ground is there's no law and order of any kind. They're shooting everything that they can find without a whole lot of reason behind it. They're just angry and looking to kill stuff.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
Did you know that every major diaper company either financially or vocally supports abortion? If that appalls you, and you're looking to support a baby brand that aligns with your pro-life, pro-family views, then Every Life is your solution. Every Life firmly believes that regardless of where someone is from, what they look like, or whether they were planned or unplanned, every baby is a miracle from God worthy of love, protection, and celebration. Every Life offers high-performing, supremely soft, premium diapers and wipes delivered right to your doorstep. Their diapers are crafted without fragrances, dyes, lotions, latex, parabens, or phthalates. And you can feel good knowing that every purchase with Every Life contributes to changing lives through their support of pro-life organizations and pregnancy resource centers. Every Life is not just changing diapers, they're changing lives. Visit everylife.com to learn more. That's everylife.com. And don't forget to use promo code Duffy10 for an exclusive 10% discount on your first order today.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing an increased Coast Guard presence in South Florida. They're preparing for a potential influx of Haitian migrants into the state.
I recently made an announcement augmenting our resources in southern Florida with respect to warding off a potential influx of vessels carrying illegal immigrants from places like Haiti.
The U.S. State Department has been warning people for years about going to Haiti, and right now things seem worse than ever.
It's incredibly dangerous.
We're talking about it today with Brian Stern. He's the leader of Project Dynamo, a nonprofit whose mission is getting Americans out of sticky situations around the world.
It's dangerous because the gangs are running rampant, and the gang members aren't necessarily responsive to their leadership, meaning they're happy to shoot things up, but they're not happy to listen to don't shoot things up. So it makes it very difficult to operate because it's very hard to get ground truth and have command and control of the situation.
Is that because there's no control over these gangs, so they'll just like go after anyone right now? Is that what's happening?
The gangs are, you know, heavily armed. And some of the gang members are kids, 13, 14 years old and up, and they're shooting everything that they can find without a whole lot of reason behind it. They're just angry and looking to kill stuff. So they shoot at helicopters with impunity. When you talk to some of these guys and you say, well, why are you shooting at this helicopter? They'll tell you because they think it's the prime minister coming back. So because they don't know when he's coming, where he's coming, if he's coming or whatever, they shoot at everything instead. Now, if the gang leaders got on TV or Instagram or what have you and said, dear all my gang members, please don't shoot at helicopters, they probably would not listen and still shoot at helicopters, if that makes sense.
If they're shooting at the helicopters, that makes it difficult not only to get humanitarian aid in, but to get people out, which of course is your mission. We know that some U.S. Marines were recently sent to the embassy there in Port-au-Prince. A lot of non-essential personnel were evacuated. What's the situation for the U.S. Embassy right now? And what's it like being one of those Marines trying to guard it?
It's scary. Where the U.S. Embassy is located in Port-au-Prince is right smack in the middle of all the violence. So I suspect that those Marines aren't leaving the embassy compound whatsoever. And if I were they, I wouldn't leave either. It's very, 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 very dangerous. What's happening on the ground is there's no law and order of any kind. Even illicit law and order is still law and order. That's the part that's missing. So if you're a United States Marine, you know, Marine Corps corporal, and you step outside the embassy compound, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to get shot at. And then the question is what does that Marine do? If he shoots back, what does that do? Does that incite more violence, you know, and what have you? There's second, third, and fourth order consequences of some of these decisions.
Yeah, rules of engagement. You know, you got to wonder about that if you're a Marine there. If someone shoots at you, are you even allowed to shoot back?
I'm not aware of what the rules of engagement are for the Marine Corps on the ground, but I can tell you that they're probably pretty strict, and that's the right answer. The last thing we need is to have the U.S. Embassy attacked by a bunch of Haitian gang dudes and Marines drugged through the streets and you know, escalation of violence and all those things. That's not very helpful for anybody.
Getting the heck out of Haiti, the struggle for power playing out in the streets of Port-au-Prince, a dangerous for people there and potentially here in the United States with an expected wave of Haitian migrants looking for safety. We're discussing it all today with Project Dynamo's Brian Stern. His crew works to get people out of areas like Haiti when they want to go. He'll give us more coming up next.
Brian, we heard from the U.S. State Department yesterday where they admitted they weren't actually sure how many Americans were still trapped in Haiti or how many wanted to leave. We do know that the Secretary of State called for a multinational force to go in there and lay down some muscle on these gangs and try and restore order. Does that sound like something you think might work, or are they ready for this?
I think that at the end of the day, that's a necessity. The gangs are not going to wake up tomorrow and say, you know, let's do yoga and get government jobs. That's just not going to happen. So some sort of forcing action is going to have to happen, international, U.S., U.N., whatever. But at the end of the day, where Haiti is now in the movie is that force is going to be required to quell the violence and to bring back law and order. That's basically what has to happen one way or the other.
We're speaking today with Brian Stern, who is the leader of the nonprofit group Project Dynamo. They go into dangerous places and get people who want to be out of there out. So how dangerous is doing that right now, Brian? I mean, you always have crazy logistical challenges. We know you've done this in multiple countries and multiple areas around the world. How does the situation in Haiti compare to other really bad situations you've tried to get people out of?
Well, you know, we started off life in Afghanistan. We then expanded into Ukraine and into Russian-occupied Ukraine. We were in Sudan. We were in Israel. We were in Gaza. We did Hurricane Ian here domestically, and we also did Maui. Now we're here in Haiti. And what I'll say is that each one of these things are very, very, very different. The way we do things in Sudan is not the way we do things in Russian-occupied Ukraine. So at the end of the day, all these places are complicated, and the threats are very real, and the danger is very real, and the task before us is always very hard. It just is. You know, we're not war zone Uber, where these things are inherently difficult. Everywhere we work, the U.S. government is not present or effective, depending on where. So, this is our office space, where we're used to this kind of environment, sadly. And again, in the last 2.5 years, this is our 9th or 10th deployment to different places where things have gone sideways for one reason or the other, and Americans are stuck without a lot of resources to get them out, or without any resources to get them out.
Do you know how many Americans are stuck in Haiti right now, or at least maybe talk about the volume of calls you're getting or missions you guys are going on in Haiti to try and get people out?
Yeah, we don't know how many. I don't think anybody actually knows. Because people have to let people know that they're in Haiti. Lots of people don't know about Project Dynamo. Lots of people don't register with the State Department. So it's one of those moving target numbers that nobody ever understands. We've got over 36 people scattered throughout the country. Most of them are concentrated in Port-au-Prince in the capital, where it's truly very, very dangerous. But I suspect there's a couple of hundred people trying to get out one way or the other.
All right. You said at the top of the program here that you guys rely on donations to be able to do this. Where can we go donate? Where can we find you? What can people do to help?
ProjectDynamo.org is our website. There's a big button there that says donate. Push the button and every dollar goes to an operation. The helicopters do not fly themselves. The boats don't sail themselves. The cars don't drive themselves. It all costs money. It all takes resources. These are American citizens. You know, one of the differences with Dynamo versus a lot of other organizations, we're an American nonprofit and our priority are to rescue Americans who are stuck in these terrible places. So, you know, we don't bring refugees to America. We don't do that sort of thing. So ProjectDynamo.org is our website. That's where you can go to donate. That's also where you can go to ask for help. If your family or friends are stuck, that's how you get the process started. And then also on social media, like us, follow us and share our stuff. It's a tremendous way that we can raise awareness, raise money, and also collect intelligence. So that costs no money for anybody to like us on LinkedIn or Instagram or Facebook or that good stuff. It is truly very helpful.
All right, Brian, this conversation is helpful. Thank you, Brian Stern, leader of Project Dynamo, for being with us on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast. Good luck, Brian.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Hey, it's Clay Travis. Join me for Outkick the Show as we dive deep into a mix of topics. New episodes available Monday to Friday on your favorite podcast platform and watch directly on outkick.com/watch.